As we celebrate hip-hop's 50th birthday this month, let's talk about hip-hop as the voice of a generation demanding social change. Starting in the late 90s, organizers in New York and beyond held August benefit concerts that advocated for black liberation and for the release of political prisoners. We're hearing a clip from Dream Hampton's film, The Black August Hip Hop Project, which documented those concerts.
The Black August Hip Hop Project, I think, is an organic process of the coming together of what I believe is actually true hip hop. Not necessarily it being based in the centering of artists, but people who are living the culture and understanding our responsibilities, where we are in the world, where we're positioned, and also what our responsibilities are.
That was Lumumba Bandele, who helped start these shows. And we have two of the Black August Project organizers here for more, Kofi Taha and Clyde Valentine. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having us, Deepa.
Great to be here.
So, Kofi, I'm going to start with you. When we talk about organizing for Black Liberation, August is a really important month. Why?
We have to begin with the Black August tradition that started as a way to commemorate the murder of George Jackson. There, other incarcerated people wanted to use the month of August as a time to study, to fast, to pray, and to organize. And part of what they understood was that a lot of things happened in the month of August. Liberation movements began. The Haitian Revolution was kicked off in August. Marcus Garvey was born in August. And so that is how it began, as a way for people to think about how to participate in the liberation of Black people.
Okay, so then 1997, you, Kofi, Clyde, and Lumumba are all in Cuba. And an idea is born there to use hip-hop shows as a way to raise consciousness about some of these very issues that you're talking about. Tell us what the goal was for the Black August Project.
Right. So there's the Black August tradition, and then there's the Black August Hip-Hop Benefit Concert series, which, as you said, became an idea or was the seed of an idea in 1997 at the World Youth Festival in Havana. And there were two exiles there, Nahanda Abiodun and Asada Shakur, who were both members of the Black Panther Party, who were living in Cuba. And they wanted us to find a way to connect the power of hip-hop music to the stories of people who were both exiled, but also, and specifically, who were still incarcerated in the United States as political prisoners. Many of these people were members of the Black Panther Party, some were part of the American Indian Movement, some were fighting for Puerto Rican liberation, a whole range of issues, but they were still incarcerated. And so our charge was draw this connection.
Wow, big charge. And I want to get to the reasoning behind it, but Clyde, tell us what a Black August concert was like.
Sure, Deepa. And you know, they were fun and educational, because there was always a moment in the show where we would stop to remind the audience of why we were actually here, and the fact that the artists were donating their time, that we were raising money to support political prisoners and their liberation. But we were also looking to just raise our consciousness as a generation. So the concerts were always a giant love fest full of joy, but they were also about recognizing where we were at that time, which, you know, isn't very different than this time.
I just want to pause for a moment, because there might be some in the audience who might be surprised to hear political prisoner as a description for somebody who's incarcerated. Explain to us political prisoners.
So political prisoners are people who were deeply involved in organizing work in their communities. They were thinking about housing and education and access to employment opportunities. There are all kinds of ways in which people were actively trying to improve the conditions of people in living in their communities. And so these folks became the targets of well-documented programs, the counterintelligence program of the FBI, and local police. And so many people had to go underground. Others in the process of trying to continue their work ended up being incarcerated. And so their primary reason for being in prison had to do with their political engagement. And the purpose of locking them behind bars and behind prison walls was to disconnect them from their communities. Mm. And so part of what we were being asked to do was to use the uniquely powerful form of hip hop storytelling to make people who were supposed to be invisible to the community now visible to the community. And so this is what Black August was about. In addition to having dope shows, that's what we were trying to do also, because the shows were rocking.
So one of the things I think that's really interesting is that hip hop is the vehicle for this, for, you know, organizing to raise consciousness about political prisoners, for Black liberation. What was it about hip hop, the music, the culture, the community? Why hip hop?
From my perspective, one of the challenging things of this moment where we're celebrating the 50th year of hip hop is that there is no one hip hop. There is no one version of that story. And so there is a absolutely true version of hip hop that is the product of all of America's values, deeply capitalistic, deeply materialistic, deeply misogynistic. Mm-hmm. But then there's always been another piece of this story, which comes from budget cuts and no art programs and young people saying, well, we have a voice. So the piece is creative self-expression always gives the radical possibility and radical imagination that we need.
I just want to add to that in that, you know, there was also, you know, everybody in my crew at the magazine who was just, you know, we always understood the culture to be larger than just rap music. And, you know, we were interested in telling various stories in and around and related to social justice. But then the artists always stepping up very consistently. You know, we had a show at the Apollo in the early 2000s that, you know, featured Kanye West, Common, The Roots.
I want to bring in Lumumba's voice one last time. And we should note that he was an organizer with the Malcolm X grassroots movement. And that was a group that was largely behind a lot of the organizing as well for freeing political prisoners. Let's listen to Lumumba.
25 years later, there are some very measurable levels of success. Some of the names of U.S. held political prisoners that we were demanding the release of, that we were garnering support for, are home.
So there was success. Political prisoners came home. I imagine that there was also a bit of grief. Matula Shakur was one of those who was released but passed away soon thereafter. It's hard.
Well, this is what we mean by honoring the sacrifice. We felt it was important for these men and women to be known because there was no guarantee that they would be released. And so, yes, many have come home after 30, 40, 50 years. Some are still incarcerated. Some are in ill health. But for those that have come home, for them to see that we upheld their name and we upheld their work, I think it was very meaningful.
Do you see the hip hop community or artists today using the genre, using the hip hop culture to organize for deep political change? Like, is that happening?
Even in art that is primarily commercial these days, you always find powerful messages, powerful truth telling. And whenever there's truth telling, that is where you will find the potential for organizing and the potential for liberatory work. So I definitely see it in the future.
And that was Clyde Valentin and Kofi Taha talking with us about hip hop and Black August.